This is a Poets and Writers Page One author reading. To hear more, visit us at pw.org/multimedia or at soundcloud.com/poetsandwriters.
A message from our founder. And these, I guess, are my things, I say, to the things laid out in the boardroom before me. For if not for me, whose investments are these? This tape dispenser and packing tape arranged for me with such stateliness and catching the light of this glass-walled view of the sea, which is mine, and its 45 tons of trash, which are mine, while beneath me, ringing, a heavy mallet fashions my high-end compound for me. And my friends and family now circling me, they're sharing among them a picture of me. It's me as a baby, ecstatic and pained. And how did I come forth with excellent credit and excellent health from the in-ground pool's drain? And the pool was filled with medicine, yes, and the medicine was expensive, I guess. And the vernix I wore when it floated for me, it looked like an oil spill of ready whipped cream. And my cry as it left me was utterly mine, and this weapon I wear, I can wear it outside. And born here, I guess, and born well here, I guess, and fully balmed, and weeping vacations, and helping myself to beds, baths, and beyonds, where the game with the black box of cards has begun, the one where we fill in the blanks with the names of the actual death camps for actual fun. Quick study, I guess, no red 40, I guess, and all the while tasting the arm of my glasses and trying to think of a long ago pin, and beside me my hale and obedient mastiffs, my wellness coaches and havens for taxes, the son of a son of a stainless surface, commemorative brick in the private prison with quarterly goals and khakis and coat and cream-colored Oxford and pre-war brownstone and family foundation and charity run and light patch of hairs that curl from my thumbs, which are laughing and laughing and laughing with me as I take up my work, as I roll up my sleeves for civic engagement and personal brand, my tape dispenser and tape roll in hand, the very little that's earmarked for me to tearily, smilingly, uncompromisingly bind up the fissuring wound of the rest of the earth. Where else but in Target? Where else but in Target am I at my best and do my best thinking and scratch my head and surprise myself to find the sticker for very good ethics stuck in my hair, and scratch again to find the one for very few toxins. And there on the floor, in the Isle of Colognes, the afterbirth of my very good thinking. I do not alert a team leader for cleanup. I return after close to lick it in secret. I like to lick my truths in secret, with only the layperson's quietly stalking. What follows me there, my political life, my walking, talking, gleaming white subway tile backsplash turned upright, a slim three-dimensional tower who walks and talks and laps up its share of afterbirth with me. I give him the sticker for very good ethics, the one for very few toxins. My people were screened and cleared for such things. They willingly bared their legs, the patchy hair, the red and blue vessels and veins, which I am told were the inspiration for the racing stripe on the jogger pant, and in this way contributed richly to the early years of athleisure. My people were known to cancel free trials before the automatic monthly withdrawal. When they stole, my people were never questioned by assets protection. They looked above the stadium's eye to watch the hellfires cross in formation and cheered. And now when the multitudes see us in Target, they say to themselves, "Aw, shucks," they say, "here he comes, the hardy, industrious truant. Here comes his whitewashed fence behind him, for we are an inspiration to many. We pay our visit to the Isle of Decor to claim our piece of responsibly sourced inspirational forest product on unlacquered particle board, on which is stenciled a single word. The word is gather, a Protestant word, an ancient word. But is it not young and refreshed when centered above our non-toxic daybed, the gathering place where we do our home licking? I lick my backsplash, it licks me back. Beside the end table, I keep my glass jar. It contains the single speck of myself that has never set foot in a Target, for I still have taste, though I lap up the floor, though my jeans are distressed. This speck is pure, it is good, no, great. I keep it preserved.